Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome once again to this amazing program and silsila called Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, as you have watched in our previous silsila, subhanallah, we actually translate the ash'ar and couplets which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman had written in the love of ecstasy and devotion for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Likewise, today as well, we are going to recite to you and give you the translation and commentary of those beautiful couplets in the praises of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But before we go into our translation and ash'ar and recitation, let us first listen to a beautiful virtue and blessings of reciting darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Nabi, the prophet of mankind, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Regarding the blessings of reciting the Ruda Pak upon the Holy Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat-e Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, إِنَّ الدُّعَاءَ مَوْقُوفٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَسْعَدُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى تُصَلِّيَ عَلَى نَبِيِّكَ sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, I'm sure dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, you're going to make some good intentions, so that inshallah azza wa jal, the more good intentions you make, the greater its reward would be inshallah. You could make this intention that from today inshallah, I will always add durood e pak to my supplication and my dua inshallah azza wa jal. As well as I will make this intention that I will watch this silsila from beginning to end, and whatever good points I would hear, I would jot them down so that I could always refer to them at a later stage inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. We'll ask our Islamic brother inshallah, our respected honorable Naeem At-Tari sallamahu al-bari, mashallah, what beautiful kalam have you prepared for the listeners and viewers of Madani Channel of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
Salla alayka ya Rasulallah, salla alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah, wa sallam alayka shifar risalat, jo arsh par jal magar hue the, sarvare kish vare risalat, jo arsh par jal magar hue the, naye nirale dar ke sama, naye nirale dar ke sama, arak ke mehman ke liye the. Sallam alayka ya Habib Allah, sallam alayka ya Rasul Allah, wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, what a beautiful kalam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, before I translate and give you the commentary of this couplet, let me first remind you that this kalam which Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had written in the praises of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is actually called Qasida-e-Mi'rajiyah. Yes, Qasida-e-Mi'rajiyah, that consists of 68 couplets. Subhanallah. 68 ashaar and couplets in the praises of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why is called Qasida Mi'rajiyah? Because these couplets are basically in the shan of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and which explain the actual journey from Makkatul Mukarrama to from Masjid Haram to Masjid Aqsa, and from Masjid Aqsa to Sidratul Muntaha, and from Sidratul Muntaha all the way to Lamaka. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, do you know the speciality about this kalam? It's very important to give you the background. What is the actual reality of this? Subhanallah. It is mentioned that a very famous poet of Hind came in the bargah of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, Huzur, I have written some ash'ar regarding the mi'raj of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I wish for you to check my kalam. I wish for you to listen to the poetry, to the ash'ar and the couplets which I have composed regarding Mi'raj. It was the time of Asr, Maghrib. It was between that time. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu told that poet, no problem, let's do this. It's the time for Salah. After Namaz, you can come back to me. Uske baad mein sunta hun. I will listen to whatever you have written in the praises of Mi'raj, in the praises of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, that poet said, no problem. Kya baat hai Madinah ki, subhanallah. When that poet returned back in the court of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, Huzur, mera ye kalam sun lijiye, listen to the kalam and the poetry which I have composed regarding Mi'raj. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told him, acha, before you tell me and before you recite to me which you have written, can you please listen to what I have written? Allahu Akbar. Can you please listen to some ash'ar which I have composed in the shan of Mi'raj? So that poet said, koi baat nahi, no problem, I would like to listen to what you have composed. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had written approximately 68 couplets within that short span of time. And when he started by saying, Vusarvare kishvare risalat jo arsh par jalwagar hue the naye nirale tarab ke sama arab ke mehman ke liye the. One sheer, one couplet which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu recited to him, subhanallah. He was so amazed and so astonished and shocked that Allahu Akbar, when his time came, when Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told him, ab aapki bari hai, ab aap bhi sunaiye, you also let me listen to what you have written. It is mentioned that he immediately folded his paper and he kept it in his pocket. And he said, Huzur, koi zarurat nahi hai. There is no need for you to listen to what I have written. Because what you have written is beyond our imagination, subhanallah. What you have written is indeed a karamat, subhanallah. What excellence, what wordings, what poetry, in which form you have praised the mi'raj of the Holy Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is indeed admired and acknowledged, subhanallah, throughout the world. It's a very famous kalam. Qasida Mi'rajiyah. If one wants to know exactly what had occurred, kaise hua, when it happened, how it happened, what preparations happened during the Mi'raj, you should study this beautiful, you should read this beautiful kalam called Qasida Mi'rajiyah of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ab chale sunte hai, inshallah. Let's listen to a very brief commentary, inshallah azza wa jal, regarding this couplet which our respected Naeem bhai had recited. Vosarvare kishvare risalat jo arsh par jalwagar hue the. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the administrator, head and king in the world of prophethood and apostleship. Subhanallah, he is the leader. That is why at the time of Masjid Aqsa, Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was taken by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam all the way to the Musalla, and our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had led the Salah. Because why? He is Imamul Anbiya. Subhanallah. So Allah uses the word Vusarvare Kishvare Risalat, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the administrator, head and king in the world of prophethood and apostleship. On the night of Mi'raj, meaning ascension, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reached the highest heaven, while traveling and going and taking this journey, subhanallah. So for the esteemed guest of Arab, nay nirale tarab ke sama, for this beautiful, for this amazing and esteemed guest of Arab, every type of amusement and cheerfulness had been collected. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Every type of cheerfulness, every type of amusement was collected due to its amazing and excellence. And this is beyond our imagination, subhanallah. How this journey had occurred, how it was initiated, what had happened during this journey, subhanallah. We are going to listen in the coming couplets. But subhanallah, just for you to understand very briefly, every type of cheerfulness and amusement was collected for this guest of Arab, subhanallah. Wo sarvare kishvare risalat jo arsh par jalwa gar hue the naye nirale tarab ke sama arab ke mehman ke liye the.
Wo sarvare kishvare risalat jo arsh par jalwa gar hue the. Wara risalat jo arsh par jalwa gar hue the naye nirale tarab ke sama naye nirale tarab ke sama arsh ke mehman ke liye the. Sallam alayka ya Habib Allah, sallalayka ya Rasul Allah, wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Respected viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, what type of amusement, what kind of cheerfulness, what kind of preparations was happening, subhanallah? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman explains this in the next couplet, and what he says: bahar hai shadiyan mubarak chaman ko abadiyan mubarak malak falak apni apni le mein ye ghur ana dil ka bolte the. Allah Allah, subhanallah. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is explaining that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam on the 27th night of Rajabul Murajjab Sharif, when he endured this wonderful and amazing journey to Mi'raj, to La Makkah, on this way, what had happened? He says, all the angels and skies in their own unique style of modulation and accent, like nightingales were praising Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madinah Channel, the angels, the skies, in their own unique style, like nightingales. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used this word, like nightingales were praising Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And what were they saying? They were saying to one another, to each another, what kind of beauty and spring is this? Ye kaun sa sama hai? What a time has come. What is happening? Allahu Akbar. What a rejoicing and well-being night is this. There is so much of freshness in the gardens of Jannah. Allah, Allah, Allah. Today, paradise had been decorated in such a beautiful way. Today, how had the hellfire get extinguished? Congratulations, congratulations upon this happiness. They were giving Mubarak Badiyan. They were exchanging happiness. They were sharing happiness and love to one another. And they were giving this glad tidings today that what has happened, why the gardens of Jannah has become so fresh today. Subhanallah, look at the atmosphere. Today, the hellfire had been extinguished. Because why? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Imamul Anbiya, who is the leader of all the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam, he is going for Mi'raj today, subhanallah. So Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had captivated that scenery, and he says, bahar hai shadiya mubarak, chaman ko abadiya mubarak, malak falak apni apni le mein ye ghur anadil ka bolte the.
Bahar hai shadiya mubarak, chaman ko abadiya mubarak, bahar hai shadiya mubarak, chaman ko abadiya mubarak, malak falak apni apni le mein, malak falak ap نے اپنی لے میں یہ قرآن نازل کا بولتے تھے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیہ یا حبیب اللہ رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, what a beautiful couplet سیدی اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ written. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, now سبحان اللہ, I am trying to make you understand and you need to basically capture that scenery. نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم is going for Mi'raj and the angels, the skies, everyone are giving Mubarak Badiya to one another. Jannat had been decorated. Subhanallah, the springs of Jannah, the gardens of Jannah, what a beautiful atmosphere and environment. Ab dekhein, Allah kya farmate hai, subhanallah. Your iman would be refreshed, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. In the next couplet, subhanallah, very, very beautiful explanation. He says, وَهَا فَلَقْ پَرْ یہاں زمین میں رچی تھی شادی مچی تھی دھومیں, ادھر سے انوار ہستے آتے ادھر سے نفحات اٹھ رہے تھے. اللہ اکبر. May we be sacrificed upon Ala Hazrat رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. What kind of عشق رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. It's so difficult to explain how this had initiated and what is happening, subhanallah. But dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, early on as I explained, is it possible for somebody to express the incident of Mi'raj in these ash'ar within the time span of just from Asr to Maghrib Salah? Allahu Akbar. It's definitely beyond our imagination, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Subhanallah. Once again, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is trying to make you understand that what was happening during Mi'raj, kya ho raha tha, what sama, what environment, what kind of atmosphere it was. So he is saying, waha falak par, they above the skies, yaha zameen mein, here upon the earth, rachi thi shadi machi thi dhume, it was the season of happiness and joy. Subhanallah. But he says, from the skies, rain of light and noor was showering upon the unmatched radiant master of the happy occasion of Mi'raj. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Once again, you have to listen to this, dear viewers, and listen to Madani channel. Subhanallah. From the skies, rain of noor and light was showering upon the unmatched, radiant master on the happy occasion of Mi'raj. Subhanallah. It was the special mercy. It was the rahmat. It was the rain of mercy and joy and happiness which was showering upon the unmatched master, our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala is trying to make you understand, when you attend a wedding, jab shadiyon mein jaate hain, when you attend a wedding, what is seen sometimes, the groom is walking. And as the groom is walking, so people stand on either side and they throw petals. Usko Urdu mein kehte hain, phool ki kuch pattiyan hoti hain, huh? Some kind of petals. And they throw this on the groom. And this is a way of expressing muhabbat and love and gratitude and to show some cheerfulness. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala kya khub farmate hain. What he is saying, just like how petals are showered upon a groom on his wedding day, subhanallah, subhanallah, rain of rahmah and mercy was being showered upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Udhar se anwar haste aate, idhar se nafhat uth rahe the. Subhanallah, for our bakhshish, for our forgiveness, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj and made dua-i maghfirat for us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower his blessings and mercy upon us, subhanallah. And then on this night of Mi'raj, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had brought the gift of salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's Mi'raj is this, that he went to see Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Mi'raj of his slaves, the Mi'raj of the Ashiqani Rasool is this, that when they stand for salah, they communicate with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawla Ali, Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, when I want Allah to talk to me, when I want my Rabb, my Creator to talk to me, then I recite the Holy Quran. And when I want to talk to my Rabb, I read namaz. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, what a beautiful couplet this is. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explained that the reason why Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj, and what had happened, how the rain of rahmat, the rain of mercy was showering upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Now you should just imagine, try to visualize that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is going for mi'raj and the angels are throwing petals of rahmat and mercy upon him, subhanallah. Allah azza wa jal's khas rahmat and mercy is descending upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Jannat had been decorated, subhanallah. It is the bahar and the springs of paradise, subhanallah. And now try to understand this couplet Al Hazrat saying, Waha falak par yaha zameen mein rachi thi shadi machi thi dhume udhar se anwar haste aate idhar se نفحات اٹھ رہے تھے سبحان اللہ
وہاں فلک پر یا غزمی میں وہاں فلک پر یا غزمی میں رچی تھی شادی مچی تھی دونے وہاں فلک پر یا غزمی میں رچی تھی شادی مچی تھی دونے ادھر سے انوار ہستے آتے ادھر سے نفحات اٹھ رہے تھے ادھر سے انوار ہستے آتے ادھر سے نفحات اٹھ رہے تھے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیہ یا حبیب اللہ صل علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, what we have heard right now, all those couplets which we have heard are in regards to Jannat, regarding the skies, the heavens, the maidens, the angels, subhanallah. What was the condition on the earth? Ab Ala Hazrat farmate hain, Allahu Akbar. What he is saying regarding the situation on the earth, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going for mi'raj, but the happiness and the joy was not only on the sky. What was the condition of Makkatul Mukarrama? What was happening in the haram in Makkatul Mukarrama? To Ala Hazrat farmate hain, نئی دلہن کی پھبن میں کعبہ نکھر کے سوراں سور کے نکھرا حجر کے صدقے کمر کے ایک تل میں رنگ لاکھوں بناؤ کے تھے. اللہ 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 سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ.
نئی دلہن کی پھبن میں کعبہ نکھر کے سورا سور کے نکھرا نئی دلہن کی پھبن میں کعبہ نکھر کے سورا سور کے نکھرا حجر کے صدقے کمر کے اک تل حجر کے صدقے کمر کے اک تل میں رنگ لاکھوں بناؤ کے تھے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیہ
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now let's try to understand what Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman is explaining. Subhanallah, the joy is still there, the happiness. Subhanallah, what he's saying, that due to the journey of Mi'raj being initiated from the land of Makkatul Mukarrama, as I explained earlier on, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj from Makkatul Mukarrama. Due to this, it is noted that the Kaaba Sharif, the holy Kaaba, finds itself in a state of adornment. Allahu Akbar. نئی دلہن کی پھبن میں کعبہ نکھر کے سوراں سور کے نکھرا just like how a bride would beautify herself, likewise it was the peak of beautification for حجر اسود. اللہ اکبر. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that the Kaaba Sharif found itself in the state of adornment. The Kaaba Sharif was looking so beautiful, so attractive, so elegant. And what was making the Kaaba look even more beautiful? Look at the khayal of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at where his imagination goes. He says, Hajar ke sadqe, kamar ke iktil. Allahu Akbar. What he says? Because it was the peak of beautification for Hajar-e Aswad as being placed on the waist of the Kaaba Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Hajar-e Aswad, subhanallah, for those who went to Makkatul Mukarrama, for those who went for Hajj, for those who went for Umrah, Allah ko bar bar Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama le jaye, subhanallah, may we live there and may we die in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. For those who have seen Hajar-e Aswad, Allah radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains that this Hajar-e Aswad looks like a beauty spot on the waist of the Kaaba Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Qurban jao mere Ala Hazrat pe, subhanallah. He says, and due to this, its beauty was enhanced a million folds over, due to which the Kaaba Sharif looked much more attractive, stunning and elegant. Subhanallah. The beauty of the Kaaba was enhanced many times more because the Hajar-e Aswad was looking so beautiful, like a beauty spot on the waist of the Kaaba Sharif, and this enhanced the beauty of the Kaaba Sharif. And then he says, Nai dulan ki phaban mein Kaaba, nikhar ke savara, savar ke nikhara, hajar ke sadqe, kamar ke iktil, mein rang laakho banao ke the.
Nai dulan ki phaban mein Kaaba, nikhar ke savara, savar ke nikhara. Hajar ke sadqe, kamar ke iktil, Hajar ke sadqe, kamar ke iktil, mein rang laakho banao ke the. Sallallahu alayhi ya Rasool Allah, wa sallam alayhi ya Habib Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel. Now, Allah Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the next couplet, subhanallah, once again expresses what is happening, subhanallah, to the Holy Kaaba. What is the environment in Makkatul Mukarrama? Subhanallah, as in this couplet that we have heard regarding Hajar-e Aswad, the beauty of the Kaaba. And now Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu speaks about the praises of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What he says, due to Mi'raj, Mi'raj ka sama hai, mahol bana hua hai, subhanallah. What a beautiful atmosphere, environment. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is going for Mi'raj. And then he says, khushi ke badal umad ke aaye, dilo ki taus rang laaye. خوشی کے بادل امڑ کے آئے دلوں کی طاووس رنگ لائے وہ نغمہ نعت کا سما تھا حرم کو خود وجد آ رہے تھے اللہ اکبر It is indeed کمال It is indeed the place of admiration سیدی اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ is trying to captivate and trying to explain to you the situation of مکہ المکرمہ He says in the first stanza in the first line of this couplet خوشی کے بادل امڑ کے آئے The clouds of mercy and noor had gathered and began to shower its rain and mercy upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam دلوں کے طاووس رنگ لائے The heart expressed the colors of its love as the peacock expresses the beauty of its feathers Subhanallah, subhanallah Have you seen dear views and listeners of Madinah channel when a peacock expresses its the colors on its feathers And when it opens up, how beautiful, elegant, how nice and attractive a peacock looks. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Dilo ke taawus rang laaye. The heart expressed the colors of its love. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is going for mi'raj. So all the hearts are showing its love and muhabbat. They are expressing their love and muhabbat. How? He says, just like how the peacock expresses the beauty of its feathers. Subhanallah. In the next stanza, in the next line, he says, وہ نغمہ نعت کا سما تھا. The praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was being echoed throughout all creations, which compelled the Kaaba Sharif to display love in an ecstatic manner. Subhanallah. In other words, Allah Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, حرم کو خود وجد آ رہے تھے. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's praises had been echoed through all the creations. Subhanallah, it was the moment of Naghma-e Sama, where Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's praises have been echoed through all the world, Subhanallah. And when the Kaaba heard the praises of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so the Kaaba went into sajda, Subhanallah. The Haram was in the ecstatic manner, Subhanallah. What Ala Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is trying to say, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, as it once did at the birth of the beloved Master Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam came into this world, Subhanallah, his blessed arrival, wherein it showed the Kaaba Sharif, showed off its delightful ecstasy for 3 days and three nights in the name of Jashne Amade Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. The Kaaba prostrated and made sajda in the khushi and in the happiness of the birth of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it is through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal has created this entire world, Subhanallah. I mean, how much are you and I, how much praises can we praise? What ta'arif? Our lives will come to an end, but the praises of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam can never come to an end. Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had mentioned in the glorious Quran, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Oh my beloved Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, I have elevated your remembrance for you, Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam is being praised day and night, Subhanallah. Allah Hadrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu is telling you and I, he's explained to us that wo naghmai naat ka sama tha, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam was going for Mi'raj, through all creations, his naat and his praises was being echoed to this extent ki haram ko khud bajd aa rahe the, listening to those praises, listening to those naats of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Even the Kaaba Sharif was shaking in ecstasy, Subhanallah. So what the couplet is, he says, khushi ke badal umad ke aaye, dilo ke taus rang laaye, wo naghma-e naat ka sama tha, haram ko khud wajd aa rahe the.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, haram ko khud wajd aa rahe the aur yahan par humko bhi wajd aa raha hai, mashallah. Kya bataye, it is the kalam of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that we are also in this ecstatic manner, we are also enjoying this kalam of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the love of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. And now we finally move to this beautiful couplet, Subhanallah, in which Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explaining to us the shan, the status, the elevation, the maqam of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And what he says, hi. He says, Purana purdaag mal gaja tha, utha diya farsh chandni ka, hujum tare nigah se koso, qadam qadam farsh baadle the. Allah, Allah, Allah. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, just as how a host would prepare for his guest, like when you have a mehman, you have a very big guest who is coming to your house, so one would make sure that the old and dirty carpets are exchanged with new ones. You would clean your house. You would remove the torn things in the house, those things which do not bring beauty and come. You would remove them and you would swap and exchange them with good things. Allah, Allah. Ye to Miraj ki baat ho rahi hai. It is the night of Miraj. Nabiye Kareem, Sarwar-e Kainat, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam is going to meet with his creator, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So therefore, for this beautiful mehman of Arab, Subhanallah, what beautiful cheerness, what beautiful amusing and beautiful things have been prepared, subhanallah. Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, just like how a host prepares for his guest, likewise, similarly, on the night of Mi'raj, was a similar system, whereby the old and damaged flooring was lifted away. What Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu means by this? He is saying, Purana purdaag mal gaja tha. On the 27th night of Mi'raj, chand nahi dikha. The moon was not sighted. Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, you know why the moon was not sighted? Because the shine and the glow of the moon purana ho chuka tha. Allah Allah. It had become old. It had become old. So therefore, its illumination and shine due to becoming old, so in place of the moonlight, in place of the illumination and the shine of the moon, subhanallah, subhanallah, creation of noor, creation of angels and noor, meaning maidens, had made the light from their eyesight the flooring for the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, in other words, the angels, the maidens of Jannah, they made the noor and the light from their eyesight to become the flooring for our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So therefore, purana purdaag mal gaja tha, the shine of the moon had become old. Utha diya farsh chandani ka. So therefore the moon was told to go aside. Why? Because, oh moon, your shine, your glow, your radiant, your shine has become old. Hujum tare nigah se koso kadam kadam farsh badle the. So in exchange of that light, the flooring for the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the light which was coming out from the eyesight of the angels and from the maidens of Jannah, subhanallah. Allah has farmate hain, purana purdaag mal ka ja tha, utha diya farsh chandani ka, hujum tare nigah se koso kadam kadam farsh badle the.
Sallallahu alayka ya رسول الله صلى عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله قرآن قلتا من غجاتا اٹھا دیا فرش چاندنی کا قرآن قلتا من غجاتا padam farsh badle the sallallahu alayka ya rasul allah wa sallam alayka ya habib allah sallallahu alayka ya rasul allah wa sallam alayka ya habib allah جو عرش پر جل وکر ہوئے تھے نئے نرالے طرف کے سابا عرب کے مہمان کے لیے تھے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیہ یا حبیب اللہ
Subhanallah, 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 alhamdulillah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, today we heard few couplets from the beautiful Naat in the praise of beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, composed by none other than Imamul Kalam, Kalamul Imam Ash-Shah, Hazrat Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his sake forgive our major and minor sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the love in our hearts for our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, inshallah azza wa jal, in the coming episodes we would cover the rest of the ash'ar and couplets inshallah azza wa jal. For now, do not forget to keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله.
Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation.